Year 2006, I want you to think back, what were you doing last 2006? And I want you to close your eyes and really think of the major lessons, new beginning, your relationships or job or career. What was impactful to your life during those times? Hello, beautiful souls. Thank you once again for tuning in. This is Tin, your woman in mission. I'm a wife, a mom of two boys, a woman in business, and an awakened soul with a mission to provide a supportive platform for individuals navigating life's challenges, seeking abundance and purpose. This is more than just a podcast. Here at Awakened Soul, there's no judgment, only a safe space for authentic expression and genuine connection. So today's quite a special episode, as I found myself quite interested to astrology lately, and interestingly, I seem to notice that this awareness is growing among others too. So I have decided to share quick tips on how to go around this very powerful energy happening this lunar and solar eclipse season. Also, I might just be sharing another for the whole month of April, as there would be Mercury retrograde. And some of you may be curious, like, how I get myself into this. Well, I myself too, but honestly, based on experience, it's really all interconnectedness. And just a little bit of disclaimer, I'm not an expert on this, but my mentors are, and doing all the self-help I can. Because if you believe that energy is everything, everything is a vibrational pattern, including us, and it affects our emotions, our mood, our personality, the vibe, and everything. And how we use this actually determines how we experience our lives. Because if we are aware, or once we become aware, we can easily handle things. We can easily manage ourselves. We know when it's time to stop. Like, don't even entertain this person's anger, or don't even entertain this negative thoughts. Honestly, it really has helped me a lot. But first, let me just welcome you officially to my astro world. And in the astrology world, you would find it so common hearing most astrologers talking about how intense and powerful these two eclipses are. Also, you might be wondering why I asked you to take some reflections of your life 18 years ago. It is because the lunar eclipse that happened last March 25 on a full moon is actually very powerful, because this is the beginning of a new cycle of 18 years. And astronomically explained, the sun, moon, and the earth are all in the same line. But it's not all at the same position all the time. However, the moon and sun returns to nearly the same positions every 6,585.32 days. It's about 18 years and a half. So in Vedic astrology, this is where the nodes of Rahu and Ketu and these points in space take that 18 years and a half to go through all the 12 signs of the zodiac. And that's exactly the one we will be experiencing this time, and we will be experiencing again, because this cycle actually applies in both solar and the lunar eclipse. And now we are going to understand this eclipse energy and how it is affecting us. The phases of the moon during eclipse period is thought to represent the cycles of life, death, and rebirth. I mentioned that lunar eclipse is very powerful because this is the beginning of new cycles after 18 years. This time, it is your time to reflect. Reflect your 2005 or 2006. What was the major lessons you were learning? Any significant major happenings in your life, good and bad. You may Google and check any major catastrophic events in the world 18.5 years back, and the next 18.5 years back. Like, when I recalled mine, That was the year I graduated from college and made that big move in my life, last 2006. And just 2 days after I graduated, I transferred to a city I'm not familiar with and immediately started to look for a job. I did not even thought of enjoying my school-free life. To me, that was such a major move that has led me to where I am today. While my death was losing my sister just several months after. So that was another major significant happening in my life. Akshaya Tritiya is a Vedic astrologer who tried to dig down major happenings as she went back 18.5 years ago, and that's year 2005 and 2006 when Hurricane Katrina happened. And she went back further on the year 1986 to 1987 where Berlin Wall was down last 1986, while 1987 the Sirius stock market crashed. And she went further, 1968 to 1969, when Robert Kennedy was assassinated and was followed by Martin Luther King thereafter. So if you notice, there's actually a pattern of these catastrophic events in this cycle. And I'm just highlighting the major ones that's been happening in the world. So this lunar eclipse is actually the best time for you to heal. Well, of course, it's done by now. Don't let your ego rob you, and deep emotional level will be triggered. Your mind, emotions, and psyche will be triggered as well. So it's the time to let go, or you need to get ready to let go of the bad habits, even the way of your thinking, also like the negative way to judge people, or even, I don't know, who are you guys are guilty here? Well, we all are. Even leaving the unhealthy habits or routine. Just reflect. Even the time that you think or when you think that life is full of problems, life won't stop. Just let go. And let go especially all the negativity. All the negativity, all the negative vibes, say goodbye to them. While on the other hand, the solar eclipse is always about endings and new beginnings. It plays a significant role in our life. 2 days actually before and after, do not make any important or major decisions. So, solar eclipse will actually be on the April 8th this year. And the energy is very strong during these 5 days. And 2 days before and 2 days after, so it's gonna be from April 6th to 10th. So I'm sorry for those who live in the Philippines because this won't be visible, but it's not bad anyway. But it will be strongly visible in the United States. I know especially somewhere around the border of Texas. But if you will be interested as to when these energies would be felt, because definitely as long as you live in the planet Earth, you will obviously still be experiencing this, even you cannot see it from your naked eye. So this will occur Philippine time between 10:30 in the morning until 12:40 in the afternoon. So we will all be affected by these energies. So what you guys can do is you can do donations, meditations, do charity works. It doesn't matter, big or small. And, you know, the most important is your intention, and then stay indoors as much as you can. Also, I just would like to share, you know, everybody, I think mostly, like me, I grew up hearing how a lot of people is always so excited to watch eclipse. And I would be one of those who's going to be so excited to capture it, capture that beautiful photos, eclipse photos and videos. But now that I do understand that we cannot even look at it, and because it's inauspicious for one, and the energy that it brings isn't a good one. You know, in spirituality, it makes sense when we understand it in a way that the light is being covered by darkness during this time. And when darkness prevails, according to Master Sri, it's time for chaos or things to be disturbed. Now, it depends on you if you will allow things to be disturbed around you. So, actually, if you can also do fasting, it would be good. And do a lot of meditations during this time. This is the best time that you can also work on your manifestations and what to avoid. Don't go as much as you can and avoid looking at the sun. Don't travel much. Don't initiate major projects because during this period, the energy is just not lucky. It's not auspicious. And of course, who does want to attract inauspicious energy, right? Nobody. Also, I mentioned that astronomically speaking, the sun, the moon, and the earth, they're all aligned. They are all at the same line. This speaks, you know, sun being our soul, moon being our mind, and the earth is our physical. So bringing them all together, the energy combined during these times is 1,000 times powerful. So it's very, very extreme. That's why I'm telling you to focus on the positivity. Meditation, you can do manifestations. Remember to let go of the negative habits and patterns and start this new beginning. Like going back to my year 2006 when I was starting to explore my career. It was my new beginning. And this time, as I look back, I have this podcast. I just timely started this March. And thank you to all who have been tuning in until now. And now I'm serving my newfound purpose with, you know, different learnings and beliefs. And I'm actually embracing the new me, the new chapter of my life. And thinking about it, I'm just really as amazed. But of course, not that surprise anymore like when I was starting. So before I wrap up today's episode, I want to say thank you for staying and spend your precious moments with me here at The Awakened Soul. I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you can share your reflections or stories or questions, feel free to connect with me on my Instagram account, and that's wondermom.ph. That's W with an A. And I hope to hear from you guys. Also, if you feel connected to what I've shared today and want to join me on this journey of growth and discovery, I invite you to subscribe to the Awakened Soul podcast. It's available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and other podcast platforms. Thank you in advance for your support. It means a lot to me. Now, I'm very happy that finally I made this special episode for those who are curious about astrology and can really connect as to how astrology do really help us deal with our day-to-day life. Don't worry guys, we'll be sharing for more of this astral life here at The Awakened Soul, and watch out for my next one. Please make sure that you keep in mind all the do's and don'ts that I've shared during this eclipse season. And good luck to each and everyone's new beginning. Thank you once again for being a part of this beautiful journey. Until next time, take care, stay curious, and never forget to embrace the magic of gratitude in every moment. This is Din, your woman in mission, signing off. See you soon!